It's the intro, the intro, the intro, the intro. Man, this should get all already. Come on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy New Year! Pew, 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 New Year! Welcome back to the pod. Another episode, the first episode of Good and Ghetto, the pod. First episode of 2024, y'all. We're back. We back. It is me, your girl, your bestie, your homie, Jam-O. Big Jam-O, if you know.
If you know.
What's up, sis?
Hey, how are y'all?
It's Gigi. I was like, y'all know that's G. Big G. Not Big the G. Little one.
Yeah. Not to be confused.
We're back. Oh my gosh. You know what's funny? I've been back at work this week or whatever, and I've been riding in the car, and I usually listen to my podcast, like my favorite podcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. I listen to my shows in the car. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was driving. I'm like so annoyed. I'm like, my podcasts have not come back from their like New Year holiday. But there's like no new episodes to listen to. And so I'm like, I really wish, like, I miss my people. Can y'all get back on the mic? And then I was like, girl, you have not got back on the mic. Your own podcast has no episode.
Extend that grace, okay?
So I said, let me chill. Let me chill. But we back now. How you doing? Back.
I'm amazing. I'm great. Way better than I was a couple weeks ago.
Hey,
but
man.
I'm good.
Hey,
I'm
man.
Good. I'm good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. We gonna jump right in. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, we don't have no recap.
Not a single one.
2023 is done. She's behind us. Old news. Sayonara.
See you later.
There's no recap. 2023 did what it needs to do. It did its big one and its little one all at the same time.
Which is
you
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And so we just gonna let that be that. 2024, mm-hmm. Baby, come in here and do you. I don't have no resolutions.
Listen, I'm telling you, my husband did a conversation with one of our good friends. And one thing that stuck out to me, she said she is unstriving to do anything. Yeah. I said, oh, that's really good.
Like that.
Because we strive so much to be like, I'm going to have this and do this. Listen, I'm unstriving from anything. I am getting where I need to go, and wherever I'm supposed to be, that's where I'm supposed to be. That's
period. And mainly, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing nor talking about. So maybe I should just sit my ass down.
Sit down and do what I can do.
And just let the universe do its thing. I'm going to just be. 2024, I'm going to just be. Because, baby, I don't know. I'm releasing my sense of control.
I don't need Listen, I have spent so many years, and that's a whole nother podcast, but I've spent so many years attempting to figure people out, figure out my life. What do I want to do? How do I want to do? And it's just exhausting and stressful and causes my nervous system to go absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm done.
Done. All that figuring. Still ain't got the answer. Baby, I give up. I throw in the towel. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. Somebody else take the wheel.
I don't know how to math anyway. So what am I doing?
No, I'm just a girl. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm helpless. I'm a damsel in distress. Someone help me.
Please save me. I'm a pretty princess. I told that lady son. I said, this year I'm a pretty princess. I don't know how to do anything. Oh my God.
I don't know how to pump gas. I don't even know how to drive no more.
Help me. I can't even spell independent.
Help me. Yeah, don't know how to spell
it. I need some help and money. Help me with some money. I'm just a girl. That's it. And I'm leaning into that. I'm tired of being a little boy. Jamal, I'm retiring. I am retiring, Jamal. Officially,
we're
putting his jersey in the rafters.
So wait a second. That right there is like, I told my mom, we're definitely going to stay true to what we say we're going to talk about. But I told my mother many, many years ago, when me and my husband started dating and moved in together. I said, listen, I have carried me long enough and I'm tired.
Yo.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me to carry me, you, or anybody else. Baby, I'm tired.
I'm
so
tired.
Jamal, rest your bones.
You're done. Right? Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you.
You're no longer needed. I'm just a girl. Officially.
No longer needed. Okay.
From this point on, I'm just a girl. That is very funny. So yeah, I think, like I said, I don't really have no resolutions. Now, what I will say I've been up to for 2024, we are doing dry January. So if anybody's wondering, we always say what's in our cup. Your girl just got up. I just realized this is a left-handed mug. So you guys can see. I didn't realize it was a left-handed mug. There's nothing. I'm drinking coffee today because it's dry January. So no liquor. No tequila, no mimosas.
If y'all are watching the visual, please look at my eye roll. I'm sick of it. Sick of this shit.
I'm doing dry January. I ain't had no drink. I did try. Now, I did piss myself off. Now, let me just be honest, y'all. I pissed myself off because I was like, you know, dry January. So I called myself trying all these different little drinks that I kind of been wanting to try. Not necessarily. So, you know, these brands, Olipop, Poppy, these little,
just go get a Canada Dry, please.
Don't, but the thing is, this is how I pissed myself off. I tried it because I was like, okay, what's all the tea? And so I tried it and I was like, girl, you don't even drink pop. Why are you, you just be doing shit. You don't drink pop. Why are you drinking the healthy pop?
Exactly.
So I pissed myself off with that. But then there's this other brand called Recess that makes these like,
they make
sparkling, like infused with magnesium and blah, 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 blah. I tried one of those. It wasn't half bad. But again, I don't drink carbonated things like that other than kombucha anyway. So it wasn't necessary. But how I pissed myself off was I tried their mocktail. They had a Paloma mocktail. Highly unnecessary. Baby, if I'm gonna go dry, we just gonna go dry. A mocktail pisses me off. This don't mock nothing.
You know, I have my thoughts about those places that are like, you know, gives the illusion of a bar and the illusion. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute for certain things. It's not my thing. I'm not your audience, but I get it. That Recess stuff, even like the hard seltzers, other than hard kombucha, that's the only place I'm going. But when it gets into like hard seltzers and all that,
They're different. And we're not going down a kombucha rabbit hole, but I just want to formally acknowledge that kombucha and hard seltzers are different. Mm-hmm. They're just different. They don't taste the same. And that, I'm going to just leave that at that because people be trying me. At some point, I'm going to get a kombucha sponsorship. If you're listening and you are somehow affiliated with the Kombucha Universe, sponsor Good and Ghetto because we like that. We for real.
Over here. Yes.
I didn't got to the point where I'm buying like the big ones that, like, not even the individual jars.
Yeah.
Keep it in the fridge. Yeah. Pour it in a wine glass when I'm feeling fancy. Pour in a wine glass when I'm trying to be a boss bitch.
Yes, I might be on that path, but
yeah. So dry January has been cool. Only other things, I really have been easing my way into the new year, and I first did this when I came back from my deployment, and I've like done it for the past few years. Life hack: take the first week of the year off. Y'all we really got it backwards because we burn all our PTO during the holidays. Baby, listen, everybody come in close.
Yes.
Ain't shit to do in work. Great do at work in December anyway. You might as well just go in the office and lie a little bit. Just go in the office and turn on a little TikTok, a little podcast. Turn on the goddamn Jennifer Hudson show on the YouTube. Ain't nobody in that office. Ain't nobody in that office to bother you, baby. I was in work the week after Christmas, baby. It was a ghost town. I could have been in there, flip-flops and two Mitch Max socks.
You went to work?
I went to work after Christmas. I went to work in between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And I took my days off after the New Year instead. See, people be using all their PTO for like the week before Christmas, and then they just take the whole week in between Christmas and New Year's off. Nah. I went back to work a couple of those days. Everybody else took off, so the office like a ghost town. I'm damn near in there doing cartwheels down the hallway. Nobody's there. Everybody else is off work, so they know emails coming in. Like, work is dead, but I didn't use my PTO, so I'm here. I'm at work, ain't doing shit, lying. Highway robbery. This might as well be time clock fraud, baby. I don't know what. Nothing. Came late, leaving early. Doesn't matter. I was there. You know what I'm saying? And then I used my PTO and took the first week of the year off. Best way to start the new year is not going to work.
They're stressed.
Everybody at work trying to get caught up. Baby, I'm on the couch. Watching Silo on Apple TV. Amazing show. If you haven't watched it, watch it. That show is good.
Well, I will say this. Apple and Max, HBO Max, never miss. They never miss. But also, have you watched Slow Horses?
No. What's that on?
Oh, baby. On Apple TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I tell you watch Slow Horses, that thing is so good. And I think they have like 3 seasons.
Good.
Went through it. It was so good. But I did hear that Silo's good, so I might watch
Silo that is good. You should watch that. You should definitely watch that. How are you starting off your new year? How's your first week or so been going?
Listen, I quit my job. Here's the thing. I won't go on a terrible tangent about it, but this is what I will say. What I realized is that I have been working since I was 15 years old, and I am 40. And I think that I've put my time in, and I think that it is a beautiful thing for me to now be in a space. Life is not perfect. It's not everything that I want it to be. But again, speaking to my nervous system, I can't be in a space, even if it's one day or 2 days, where I am stressed the freak out. What I also realized is you have to let the ship sink and stop trying to save other people's ships.
That's
not your ship. You cannot save people. It is not your business. And chasing down $4 or $5 for me is just not worth the stress that I was going through. So I quit my job. I have been focusing more on easing into the year and doing the things that I absolutely love, which is running my mouth, writing, and teaching. That is what I'm focused on. And I am aiming to be focused and consistent this year and doing the things that I freaking love, because I've never done that before. I've always had my attention elsewhere instead of being 100% in what I want to do. And so that's the way I'm living this year. And I'm out here with a whole lot of faith and delusion.
I love that. And as you should be. Why not?
I'm delusional.
We already said in one of our past episodes, we're bringing delusion back.
I'm running it back, and I'm letting people know that I'm a New York Times bestseller.
Yes.
I have over 1 million listeners.
Speak it.
You know, I'm going to be on the panel of Essence and with all the finance girlies.
Not the
city type folks. Not saying nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about like the things that I see, and I'd be like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
The black and bougie. Yeah.
Yes. I'm getting sponsored trips overseas. Me and the husband. Yes. And, you know, so that's what we're doing. Okay. That's how delusional I am.
And I see it. I already see it. Oh my God. That's so interesting that you say that. So I am, and this is perfect segue. Thank you, Lord. Cause he'd be knowing how to make this episode do what it needs to do.
Yes.
So perfect segue. I already have listened to my first book of the year. I listened to my first book of the year. For those of you guys who don't know, G is the resident librarian, book talk, bookkeeper, reader extraordinaire, literary genius. Okay. Me,
I'm a reader.
Don't ask. However, I did listen to my first audiobook, and it's called The 12-Week Year.
Oh, I've heard a lot about this.
Read it. Love it.
Okay.
And it's just in brief, like to sum it up, it is this concept of pretty much getting away from the annual plan for your life, for your business, for whatever. You know, we come into a new year and we're like, okay, this is my goal for 2024. And then you set up all these goals. And then what people realize is by the end of the year, you're not where you're supposed to be because you told yourself throughout the whole year that you had all this extra time. And then you get to like September and October and everybody is trying to crash and get so much done in the last quarter of the year to make up for the lack of execution in the first two, three quarters of the year. So they talk about how there's a different approach when it comes to planning out your life. And pretty much you plan out your life. Every year is 12 weeks long. So you plan out 12 week blocks of goal. You have a goal. You say, this is my goal for this 12 week period. And this is how I'm going to achieve it. And then they just go through like how you plan out. This is what I'm going to do in this week. This is what I'm going to do in this week. This is what needs to be achieved by this day. Yeah. And it's just shorten it. And it's just, you realize that you achieve more when you push up the deadline for yourself. When you give yourself a whole year, you're like, I start tomorrow.
Yeah,
when you give yourself 12 weeks, you know, you chop it up. And so it was really good. And the part that I'm at that I'm about to start executing is that you have to write a personal vision for yourself. And I'm like, okay, I love this, but I didn't really know where to start. So I Googled it and I just Googled like examples of personal visions. And I found this article about writing a personal vision for yourself. And they talk about the four steps in this article. I don't know where it came from, but the first step of it was to write a letter to yourself from your future self.
Ooh, I love this.
I wrote my letter this morning before we started recording and I was just like, the things that came out are things that I feel like I've never even thought of before. But I'm like, what would I want to hear from Jemiah of the future? It was such a cool experience. Like, it was so, I was like, oh my God, like a business idea came up. I was like, and girl, you opened this business and you did this. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe that sounds kind of cool. Like, it was just such an exciting feeling to be like, right. And it's like, and you know, no need to worry about this. It all worked out. It was just like this amazing feeling. And I've never thought of doing anything like that, writing a letter to yourself from your future self. And like, by the way, this all worked out. And by the way, you know, you were right about this and all you have to do. It was just like, you know, it's all just imagination. It's all just like allowing yourself to really just put down on the paper, this is what I became. And I just thought that's just the step one. And then there's like three other steps that I'm on, like step three. I'm going to finish the rest today. But when you were just talking about like, I am a New York bestseller. I am this, I am that. That's that feeling that I had when I was writing this letter. I was like, and you did this and you accomplished this and you were, and life looks like this and you get to travel.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, that just felt so cool to see myself, to feel like I'm talking to myself about the things that happened in my life and that will happen. I don't know. It was just such a cool feeling. And I really resonated when you talking about, you know, saying those things out loud about yourself. I love that.
And here's the little extra piece. You know, this ain't no Christian or religious podcast, but just imagine.
Y'all know who we are. Right. By this time, y'all know how we get down.
Imagine how both of us spoke that and wrote that down, because now I'm about to go write my personal vision today. But imagine that happening and even more, because that is how God works.
Yeah.
Like my favorite scripture is he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all I can ask or even think. And that is what I be holding on to, because I'd be like, I'm going to ask for this, but I know that you have so many other things.
Right. Or even think.
Even come up with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but let's stick to what we said we was going to say, because that'll take us someplace.
Because you know where we go, because we get in the pulpit real quick on y'all.
And then jump.
It's a very heathenous kind of arc that we go on sometime here. And we're going to.
But we're here.
We're going to bug it. But I say that to say, since I wanted you to talk about some of the books, you know, that resonated really well, that you sat with, some books you're excited to read. Y'all, G has a book club. I signed up for it. Have I bought the books or any? No, I haven't done what I'm supposed to do yet.
If you listen to it, you still read it.
Okay.
Like, you have to have a physical book. So if you listen
amazing.
To it, even if you don't finish the whole book, it's about community. It's about joining together with other Black women
Amazing.
And get together.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us about some of your books. So what you got going on in the library today?
I have a few books, and they're all stacked right here because I'm going to show you guys because I didn't want to forget. I took a long break of reading because your girl got married. So I was like, getting married and wedding planning. So I have a few. The honorable mention book that I read last year was The Last Summer on State Street. Y'all, this book is so good. It's written by Toya Wolf, but she grew up in the projects in Chicago. And so she tells her entire story. She kind of takes her experience into a fictional way, but it's some things are true, some things are not. But it's such a great story to hear from someone's perspective of how they grew up, along with a lot of the things that were happening, like gentrification, police, different activity. It's a really, really, really good book. So The Last Summer on State Street, this was right before they tore down the projects on State Street. And, you know, it's nothing there now other than condo.
It's just a parking lot or a field or something.
Yeah, it's a field, but we used to live over there, and now it's like all condos. They're making it like, you know what the city does. They tear down,
we're going to talk about that in the later episode, because I went down the TikTok rabbit hole of urban planning, and I am super fascinated with how pretty much American cities are being just gentrified. Completely, it's not even just gentrified, but it's like, by law, the kind of architecture that can be built is just completely just subdivisions, suburban, everything. Like, nothing can have character or anything.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that on a future episode, because I really want to go down that rabbit hole.
I actually used to work in economic development, so that's one of my, like,
little amazing. That will be the next episode, if anybody's wondering. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Please continue.
So, the last 2 or 3 months, I really get back into my reading. And so I read, I have a little friend over at Barnes & Noble. He tells me which books to read. That's how much of a nerd I am. But anyway,
I love that.
This one is The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride, which was really good. It was nominated for the best book of 2023. It is layered with a bunch of different stories. It's placed in this town with different walks of life, people from different backgrounds, and just talks about their story of how they end up protecting this little boy that the government wanted to take from this family. But it's an amazing story. Ooh. Great, great, great story. I also started and then finally finished. I had this book for like maybe a year and a half. It's called Black Cake, which has become a
show.
Me personally, I love the books rather than watching the TV shows. But this book right here, if you are a reader, if you want to listen to it, I would suggest listening and reading this book before watching the show. Because I started watching the show, and it's a struggle for me. I haven't even made it through episode one.
I feel like everybody who read the book, I feel like, has had that feeling.
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot about Black Cake.
Yeah, it's just like the show is it's very rushed. It doesn't have a lot of of the same details. But again, that's what TV shows do. This, by far, was my favorite book of 2023. This is truly, truly for readers. Like, you're not going to like this unless you're a reader. And it is The Love Songs of W.E.B. Du Bois. Do you see how thick this book is?
Baby, I've heard good things about that too. Wasn't that in Sex and the City?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'm going to just tell you right now, this book right here is quite possibly my most favorite book in the whole wide world. This book was so good because it was written masterfully. It weaves together, of course, slavery, the life of plantation, and how it is connected to the young lady in this book who tells their story and her story, and how it is just so good. It's like,
I love that.
This one right here, if you got real readers, this right here, I literally canceled plans. My husband was like, are you going to the party? I said, are you kidding me? I'm 200 pages in. It's not going nowhere.
I feel like I just want to start there and work my way down, because I'm an overachiever. So I feel like I just want to start at the top.
Don't do it. Because if you're not, because you literally, I feel like with books, you have to like with people who are music enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. I said that right. There's a certain ear that you have to have for certain music. And when you're reading certain books, you have to like adjust your sales. And speaking of adjusting your sales, I started off this year and I am reading this. I'm Judging You by Lovey Ajayi.
Oh, yeah.
I love Lovey.
Mm-hmm. No, she still live in Chicago?
I think she does. She probably lives a very, very private life. She is your soror. She also, this book
is a little bit of a struggle for me.
Why? I'm 63 pages in. And it's no knock to her. Like, Lovey, I love you. I think that where I am in my life, I just have to readjust my sales to read this one.
Is that book, is it one of those bitch get up and do better? You the
reason? No. Okay.
It's not like them books that be cussing me out a little bit.
No. It's not like that. It's more so of like, it's one big comedic talk about people book. Mm-hmm. So it is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like,
it's a little messy.
It's messy in the sense of like she's reading you down in this one, but it's funny. Mm-hmm. It's funny, but I'm just struggling a bit because after you finish a book like this, and then you go to this, you'd be like,
you're like,
and it's no knock to her because I'm sure the book is good. It's very good. I think this is her first book. She has another one.
Yeah, she has another book that came out like when I was in college, or like right before or something.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get through it because she makes a lot of good points and it's just like her personal experience. But this one right here, girl, it's good. Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is Kenya Hunt. She is she's an editor of Elle in the UK.
Oh, nice.
She is talking, it's really more so like her work of talking through being a Black woman during the pandemic. But also just having it's a good conversational and easy read.
Okay.
And I picked it up because it came back up on TikTok. And so
on BookTok.
I've been reading it. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. And our book club is reading Yinka, Where Is Your Husband?
Where Is Your Husband?
I haven't started it yet, but I'm very excited to read.
Maybe I'll go to Barnes & Noble today and get it. I will say, even though I'm not a big reader, I do prefer a physical book.
Mm-hmm.
I do prefer a physical book. I would like a Kindle or something like that. I've never tried it, but I absorb. There's certain kind of books that I like to listen on like Audible and like audio. And then there's certain kind of books I would prefer to read. If it's like nonfiction and it's like a story and things like that, I would rather read the physical book because I don't want to listen to some random, then Sally came walking up, you know, it'd be a little too like cartoony theatric on the Audible when it's nonfiction. Now, if it's fiction or if it's like biographies, I love to listen to those in the voice of the author. Jennifer Lewis's book is so good and so funny on Audible.
Oh, I'm sure.
So good and so funny. She's so entertaining, but she also just like, you know, Jennifer Lewis is Jennifer Lewis, but it's a great book. It's so much about her life and her journey and entertainment and thing that I didn't know about. She's actually super humble. So her book was really, really good and fun to listen to, like in the car on the way to work. But like Obama's book and stuff like that, I like to listen to books where the author is someone who I already resonate with, where it's their voice. So a nonfiction book, I think I would rather read, but maybe I also wouldn't mind a Kindle because I like how you can like, you know, dim the it's like the color, the, you know, the light and all that. It's not like a regular screen because I really don't be liking a lot of screen time. Mm-hmm. But I think I might go to Barnes and Nobles because I do love going to a Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
And really I'm nice. Guilty. I'm guilty of just buying books with Black people on them. Baby, I don't know what the book about. It got a Black person on it. I'm going to buy it. And it is going to sit right here on this bookshelf with all these books. And I'm like, she had box braids. I bought the book. I don't know. No.
Like what I hate about, I shouldn't say hate because that's a strong word. What I dislike is that they have merged all of the authors together. Back in the day, it used to be like African-American authors and you can just go through it. Now they got them all together and I just be like, I got to do so much research to find the Black author that I want to read about. So that's why I tend to be on TikTok, or I have a group that I'm on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and they tell me which books to read. So
see, because I don't know nothing about nothing, going into Barnes & Noble, I feel like I'm in Narnia. I'm just in a fantasy land, baby. I don't know what's on these shelves. I don't know who none of these people is. I'm just looking. It's colorful. It kind of smells like a library a little bit, which I like because I think libraries are so cool. If yeah. I ever get married, or when I get married, I kind of want to get married in a library. That kind of like eats to me. That's kind of,
you know,
like
I would be in there, stepping on know? The set.
You know, on the percolating on the Black History floor. So maybe I'll go to Barnes & Noble today. I am off work today. It's a Friday, y'all. And let me tell y'all, my favorite part about working for the federal government is federal holidays. Baby, 4 days off. Why? MLK. Mm-hmm. I had a dream to work 4 days a week, and that dream has come true. I love it here. I love it here. You know what we also get off? President's Day. Gives really? A fuck. I won't see. Maybe. Sure. God bless America. Sure.
Gives a fuck.
Gives a fuck about the president. But I respect y'all for this holiday. What? What are we realistically supposed to do on President's Day? How do we observe President's Day?
Get a bottle of champagne and watch your favorite show.
And pop it. And President's Day in February, so I'm base drinking. Turn up. And that's on Barack, baby.
Do y'all see how quickly this thing
will... Sorry, y'all. That's my ADD.
Ooh, I'm here for it, honey.
Woo. Okay, well,
it's great.
Period. I'm going to buy a book today, and yeah. I will text you after we're done for recommendations and to remember all the books you just told us about. Yeah, and also text me those books because I want to put them in the comments or what's it called, Lord? The description. Mm-hmm. The episode description. So for all y'all who didn't catch that and don't get the visual because I have not figured out how to drop the visuals yet. I'm going to put them in the comments. Visuals coming soon, though, for all the episodes. For all the episodes. We literally have visuals of all of them, and I'm going to drop them.
Listen.
Anywho, so moving on to our little chat, fireside chat topic for the day. So kind of keeping in that same realm of interest and like things that we do in our free time. The only real goal that I set for myself for 2024 is to get a hobby. Baby, I got to find something to do, okay? Because we've seen a lot on social media about people not having their third place anymore. Like outside of work and home, mm-hmm. people don't like have a third place. You know, no one goes to like their neighborhood bar every Friday and meet up with the da da da. You know what I mean? Like, so people don't really have their third place. And more specifically, I have found as an adult, as an infant adult, as I call myself, I'm still like a baby adult, but I'm like a full ass grown woman. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is hard to make friends as an adult, but I feel like it is equally as hard, if not harder, to find a hobby as an adult. Like
that
something
not monetized.
That's not monetized. Like something that you do just because you enjoy doing it. And I really want one because honestly, podcasting is a hobby for me. Podcasting, I love podcasting. And I like want something else. I want something. I don't even know what kind of hobby I want. I just want to like learn something new, do something new. Like I can't remember the last time I learned something new, like learned a new skill or craft or anything like that. And so I just want to talk a little bit about why you think it's so hard to find a hobby as an adult, as well as are there any hobbies that you have on your list that you maybe want to get into? Any things that you know you for sure, like do you know what kind of hobbies you would enjoy or what kind of hobbies you would hate? For me, I am not good with my hands. I am not a crafty person. I cannot paint. I cannot draw. I don't build things well. I am an artistic person in the sense of consumption and in the sense of performance art. Put me up on stage. I can perform. I can speak. I can act a fool and show my ass. but baby, I can't even draw a straight line. Like anything visual art hence why y'all haven't got the visuals, because I have not figured out. My brain does not compute a lot of the visually creative things. Content creation. Janice is literally a wizard with content creation. Baby, my brain would explode. I don't understand. Everybody's like, Canva, it's so easy. It's so user-friendly. I be on Canva like, I'd be like, okay, if I just change the color.
You like that girl that'd be like,
I'd be on Canva. I'm like, yeah, it's easy. I got a college degree. I can figure this out, baby. I don't know what I'm doing. It's so, my brain, creative art in a visual sense, I'm not. I'm a performance artist. I can create a write. I can write a low key. People don't know. I got a secret little poet in me.
She does.
I got a secret little poet in me. I be writing a little bit.
That's your grandma, though. That's your great grandma.
That's my great grandma.
That's your great grandma coming out.
Yeah, I got a little poet in me, but yeah. So I know for a fact, whatever hobby I get, it probably won't be like painting. I even went to try and take a pottery class.
No.
It was so hard, and I was the worst person in the class. I cried. I'm like, why is my bowl a plate? Why is my bowl a plate? Everybody else has a plate. And the lady had to keep coming over there like, okay, I'm going to get you started again. Let me just get, baby, she made my whole bowl. She did the whole bowl. I sat down at that wheel for 5 seconds and was like, okay, it's ready for the burner. It's ready. Yeah, I'm going to pick up my color. It was so bad. I was already having a rough day, like mentally. And I felt so bad because my baby took me and he was like, I'm sorry. I did not know that I was bawling.
It's not funny, but
pottery wrecked me.
Yeah, I did that in high school and I was terrible.
There are tears forever spun in that bowl. And it's a cute bowl. I eat out of it all the time. But baby, wrecked me. My man was like, did I do something? I'm sorry. He was like, so concerned. And I was like, I just don't like being bad at things. I was clearly the worst in the class. She had to help me so many times. I was distraught.
It's not funny, but that, like, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. So during the pandemic, I thought that, you know, a little Cricut, a little making t-shirts was going to be my thing. Mm. Let me tell you how quick I sold that thing. I had a heat press. I had everything in my house. I told my husband, I said, get this out of here. Because I don't have the patience for it.
I don't.
I should have been at the house like recording me making drinks, recording something. Me cooking, because that's my jam. When you say like, one of my friends asked me to promote this journal that she gave me. I was like, cool, no problem. I know how to do that. Did a whole unboxing, put it in CapCut, did a whole commercial, showed it to her. She was like, wait, you doing a whole commercial for it? I was like, yeah, girl. She was like, I have no idea how to
do
any of that. But that is my jam.
Yeah.
Like that, creating content, going outside and laughing imaginarily to my friends outside and taking photos and being like creating the content. Canva, that's my jam. I could be on there all day, presentations, all types of stuff. But I do realize that arts and craft is not my thing.
Yeah.
My mom's mother, she was good at that. She was a painter. She was, mm-hmm. you know, she would go to Michael's and get flowers and put them all together.
Yeah.
I ain't got the patience for that. The most I'm going to give you is a Trader Joe's bouquet, cut the stem, put it in the vase.
That's so funny because flower arranging is actually on my list of hobbies I want to try.
Really?
It is, because I feel like there's a little bit more room for creativity and imperfection. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, it's as pretty as I think. It's as pretty as I think it is.
It's not
like the end product has to look like a certain thing. And at the end of the day, it's just flowers. And like, it's flowers in a vase. It's based off what colors are like. Like, it's based on it being aesthetically pleasing to me. I've never tried it before, but my man be buying me flowers. And he buys me different kinds of flowers, and I've never been a flower girl. I'm not like a smell the roses, like, mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I've never been that way. Somebody buy me flowers, they gonna die. I'm not keeping, I'm not, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? Regrowing flowers in it? Like, okay, they're here and then they die and then we're gonna throw those in the trash. But the last few times he's bought me flowers, he picks really good arrangements. I'm like, I like how this looks.
Yeah, I like
how it look on my table and kind of like making the table around it. So I've enjoyed receiving flowers. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, maybe I would enjoy flower arranging.
Yeah.
I think so I'm going to try it.
That's a good perspective. And I'm so glad that we're having this conversation, especially at the top of the year, because it sets the tone for the rest of the year for different things that you want to do and experience. And going back to the point of like people not having their third thing to do, I think it's because we're so locked into always trying to be something else, right? We're always striving to be like a millionaire. We're trying to like be these content creators. We're trying to like keep up with, and I think that we don't give ourselves enough space and time to just find something new to do.
Yeah.
And to explore, because that's part of our life journey is exploring things and seeing
and just create
you like and what you don't like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing I will say is that when you ask this question, when we were prepping for the episode, I was like, damn, I ain't got nothing that I really like doing that I don't monetize.
Mm-hmm.
Because most times I'm always like, okay, let me do this so I can, you know, monetize it and figure out how to do it. Like, let me write so then I can monetize how to do that. Or
because we're going to get to the bag. The bag must be retrieved.
You got to retrieve it. But also, I think having a place and a space to find something fun to do will spark other things.
We need an outlet.
Yeah. So for me, when you say like, what is a hobby that you want to do? So I think reading is an interest. Okay. I love reading.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been that girl to read and, you know, that's just my thing.
Yeah.
As far as hobbies, I want to learn a new language.
Ooh, okay.
We went to Paris and London for our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very pissed that I could not talk to the people. So I am going to learn French.
I love that. Let's be friends on Duolingo.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah. So I took French for 12 years. So I know a little bit. You know, I took French all through grammar school and in high school. That was my language.
Oh.
I know a little bit, but not nearly enough. So I actually had started relearning French on Duolingo last year, and then I had like stopped.
Yes.
So I use Duolingo. There are probably better apps, like whatever app you choose. Let me know.
Babbel was a good one.
I've heard about Babbel. I've never done Babbel, but let me know. Let me know which one you choose, and I would definitely.
I think I'm gonna do Duolingo because I actually started.
On yeah. Duolingo.
So yeah.
That's exciting.
And so speaking of my grandmother was a big baker. She used to bake like the schoolhouse cookies, the butter cookies, oatmeal raisins. She used to send me cookies all the time when I was in college. And before she passed, like years before she passed, she sent her recipes to my mother, like all of her recipes.
And so,
of course, TikTok, we have me in Choco, and I've want to learn how to make bread, like focaccia bread, sourdough bread. And so I've been learning and looking to see how to make bread. So I think that learning a new language and baking is going to be my thing.
Oh my gosh. I love that. And this is why we're twins, because baking is on my list. So baking... Yes! Bacon is actually the first thing on my list. And I was talking to my homegirl, Amber. Shout out to A. Will.
Hey,
and so tomorrow, actually, she lives in Texas. Tomorrow, we actually scheduled, we're calling it Hobbies with Hotties or Hotties with Hobbies.
Ooh,
and so once a month, we're going to get on FaceTime. And maybe we'll expand this to like open to more people. But we get on FaceTime once a month and we like try a new hobby together. And just like chit chat, girl talk, whatever. And so tomorrow is our first one, and we're actually gonna try and make banana bread.
Mm.
So I bought my bananas. I got my almond flour. We're making like a healthy banana bread.
Yeah.
So baking is actually the first hobby that I'm trying this year, and we're gonna see, because y'all know I don't really fool in that kitchen like that. So. We're going to see. They say that baking is more of a science and cooking is more of an art.
Yeah.
So maybe I like the scientific approach to baking more than I like the artistic approach of cooking. Baby, I can follow a recipe. I just don't have the, you know, grandma's hands in me to just go in the kitchen and whip up a 5-course meal off of whatever's in the pantry. I don't have that. Give me a recipe. I need a recipe. I need a grocery list. I need a step-by-step. I need a YouTube video tutorial to play in the background. And I can make it.
Like today, I'm like, okay, we're getting low on our chili. So I'm going to make a little vegetable soup. And I have all my husband loves, like, we're vegan. So of course we eat very clean, but I'm like, you know, you could always go for a nice little vegetable soup. You
want something
much.
Hearty.
Just something like whip it up. That's the type of cooking that I like doing. So I think that baking is going to be really amazing. Also, one more thing. And I didn't realize this. I think that I'm going to get an espresso machine so I can start making lattes and cappuccinos at the house.
If you want to fight right now, we can fight right now. Because I'm going to pull up right now my list. Because you're pissing me off and you're in my business. And this is why you're my twin. My list right here of hobbies on my notes app. Baking. Flower arranging, at home barista. Okay. I want to make coffee drinks in my home, and I have been making them.
Go on. Have you gone on like Espresso Talk, TikTok?
Let me tell you. I have a whole folder for coffee. I'm jealous I don't have a second bedroom that I can like make my little coffee shop because they be having a whole nother room. I already have a Nespresso machine. So right now where I'm at on my journey is I'm learning how to make cute little lattes with an espresso machine. So I follow a couple girls who make really cute lattes using Nespresso pods. Baby, I got me one of those little tiny mason jars to put my espresso shots in.
Yes.
You put a little brown sugar in there first to make it shaking. And baby, I've been on coffee talk. This is why you're my twin. If you guys are wondering why we even, this is why, because we did not discuss this ahead of time.
Oh.
And Janice has mentioned 3 of my 4 fucking hobbies. I can't even get one off because she already in my bag because she's my twin. Hello.
But so me and the husband went to Williams-Sonoma. If y'all, like, just very quick, when I was in Dallas, I used to work at Williams-Sonoma. I love everything about Williams-Sonoma. Mm. I love, like,
who Williams-Sonoma? What's up? So what will Williams and them do?
Baby, let me tell you something off that.
You what does Williams and them do?
You want to talk about being a bougie? Take your ass over to the Williams-Sonoma. They got the home stuff. They have glasses and knives and, you know, cooking things.
Is
they
it
have
a department store?
No, it's a standalone, bitch. Go into Williams Sonoma. It's so good.
Let me put that in my nose. Willis Sonoma. Willis Sonoma.
Yes, they have. I should go back and start working there. Maybe I'll go back and start working there because it was a good time. It was a good ass time working at Williams Sonoma. So they have like cookware things. They have. My gosh, when I tell you I loved working at Williams-Sonoma, they have pots, they have everything. But we went in there because they have different espresso machines.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the Breville, which I absolutely love. They have DeLonghi, I'm probably saying it wrong. But the young lady, she was an older young woman, when we went in there, she gave us the whole rundown of how to make espressos, like what kind of grind you need to have for coffee, all this stuff. And I was just like, yes, this is my jam.
Yes.
So I think those are my 3 things. I'm going to get into baking, making coffees, and learning French.
I love those so much. And for real, we're going to do this and we're going to update y'all and one another on this because it's just, I think one of the things that I also wanted to focus on with getting a hobby is that having a hobby is a form of self-care in the sense of you're spending your time doing something that you enjoy. And a lot of times when we think about self-care, we think about a service. We think about, you know, being still, being, you know, getting a massage, getting your nails, know what I mean? And it's all kind of aesthetic based, like getting a facial, and it's all about feeling and looking a certain way. And I wanted to get a hobby that wasn't about aesthetics. Like I wanted to get something that was like me actively doing something that I enjoy that possibly could lead to community, you know, finding a community of people who also enjoy doing these things. And so literally mine were flower arranging, baking, at home barista. And then my last one was wine tasting, because I already love wine, but I want to become a little bit more educated on wine. And so I think, like, you know, if I did like once a month or once every other month, it's a lot of wine shops out here. So, and they do tastings and things like that. So just like every once in a while, a hobby, I just go to a wine shop, sit down and, you know, taste whatever they have on rotation. There's a lot of natural wines out here and things like that. So I think I want to do that, because, you know, I already like to drink a little bit. So might as well throw that in there. But I love that so much. I'm so excited for us, because this is one of those things that, especially with social media, everything that we do, a lot of what we do and what we enjoy is based off of what we kind of see, based off what we consume. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I want to do something that isn't me just like consuming, and that isn't just me like having a service done, but actually me learning something and applying myself to do something.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I'll let you know how my banana bread turns out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me know when you download Duolingo. We could be friends.
Okay.
And track each other's progress and stuff like that.
Because I'm out here trying to speak the French with people. Okay.
Maybe when I was in France, when I visited Paris, and I knew like a little bit, and I would be going in there trying to talk my little bit of French. Baby, they'd be like, "We understand English. What you want?" They'd be like, "Baby." They was like, "English? You want some French fries?" "Okay, ma'am. We don't need." I was in there like, how do you say? Je m'appelle.
How do you say?
How do you say? Fromage de. What do you say? They're like, we're English. You want the bread and the cheese? You can get the bread and the cheese.
Okay. We got to have all of that.
Please, your struggle French is not impressing us, honey. What would you like? There is a lie. You said a cappuccino, baby. That's Italian. You want a cappuccino? Here you go. Move along. Thank you. We appreciate the effort. Please go to hell. My bad. I thought it was, you know, I thought y'all would appreciate me. No.
The struggle. Multiple times. We're not.
Multiple times that happened to me. They were like, English is cool too. You're in Paris, baby. You're not in the south of France. You're in Paris. Okay. My bad.
Oh, gosh, that is so hilarious.
My bad when you put it like that. Okay, so period. We're getting hobbies in 2024, girls. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are hotties with hobbies all 2024. That's going to be the name of the episode.
Hobbies with hotties.
Okay, period. Well, y'all know what time it is now.
As you know,
we wrap this thing up, it wouldn't be good and ghetto the pod if we didn't tell y'all a little bit about what's good and what's ghetto going on these days. Absolutely. Sis, you got something you want to start? Or you want me to start?
I will start with my good. My good is family time, right? For the past 3 years, my immediate family has been good. My kind of, you know,
extended
family. Extended family has been trash.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, one of the things that I am grateful for is really solidifying family time with my daddy and mama's kids. You know, it's just very, very important. And it's not that the extended family is not, but I think that it's important to undo and stop generational stuff. So this year we have really been in our bag of like spending time with each other, checking in on each other, making sure everybody is good, and really undoing a whole lot of bullshit that has happened. So that is my good. I'm very excited about that.
Yes, family.
My ghetto is I'm just trying to figure out. It's not that I'm scared to say it. It's just I'm trying to figure out how to say the shit. I think it's very ghetto when people simply read headlines and don't learn to read and comprehend beside reading big, bold, white letters on shit and taking everyone else's opinion about stuff. Like, we quite literally have only been not even a full 14 days into the year, and I have heard endless takes on exposing people and cancer culture and all this other BS of stuff that you assume. You do not know these people.
Don't know a damn thing.
You don't know any comedians. You've never been asked to even carry water out to the club or the restaurant, but some kind
of. And you're not funny.
You're not funny, and you know. And then furthermore, now all of a sudden, you are the mastermind behind conspiracy theories and knowing everything that's happening. Please shut the fuck up, okay? Yeah. I am sick of it. Somebody called me and was like, I just can't believe this person is doing X, Y, and Z. I said, did you know that the person actually went to seminary? They were like, what? I said, person actually went to seminary. So what they were doing is probably something that they learned in seminary. And they were like, oh, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, because you have to go past the post on Instagram and Facebook and you can actually read. And when you read something more than a salacious, yeah, I didn't know
come
that
one. Salacious.
Salacious headline, then you'll fucking know more than white bold letters. That's my ghetto. Thank you for the time.
Period. She said she tired of y'all being some illiterate whores. That's what she wanted to say, and she didn't want to say it, and I'm going to say it for her. She said she tired of y'all not reading. Your mama raised you better than that. Read the damn thing. And honestly, you don't even got to read it because some shit just not your business. Y'all know we very heavy on the mind your business over here. Listen, I watched that 3-day and 4-night long interview with Cat Williams. I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing because, you know, me and comedy. And so I'm trying to get the little tea. I'm trying to get the tea of what's going on in the industry. And all I'm going to say is that, and I'm going to put this on a t-shirt at some point. Everybody's a liar. Okay. Cat lied a little bit. And then them other people was probably lying too. It was a lot of lies and a lot of truths. It was lies and truths. Cat, I don't know if you were 13 years old and you hitchhiked, ran away from home and hitchhiked on the back of an 18-wheeler and made your way from Ohio to Florida, to Miami, Florida, on the back of an 18-wheeler because you pulled up to the truck stop. Sounds insane. However, Steve Harvey might be a piece of shit. You know what I mean? I think there are some truths and some lies to that. But at the end of the day, I don't know none of you niggas. And at the end of the day, y'all not putting no money in my pocket.
But my question is, what does the cancel culture...
It's not real. Nobody's getting canceled. All the selective and temporary outrage. We're already over it. Nobody's getting canceled.
It's so stupid.
It's not going to happen. I literally cared about Cat Williams for all of 37 seconds after I watched that. And I was like, oh, that was funny. Moving on. Okay. My good this week is, or right now, is I really appreciate the confidence I have gained in quitting. After I quit that job last year, baby, I can quit anything at this point. Anything. And it's, again, this is my twin. We do not pre-discuss anything. We come onto the episodes called, this is really our time to check in, catch up, our real sister talk, sister time. And so we don't share our, like, what we're going to talk about, our good and ghettos before. She's talking about she quit her job. My good is the power of quitting. After I quit my previous job this past year, baby, and I'm sorry, y'all, clearly there's elephants walking. I don't know what to listen, okay? It's an apartment, okay? Y'all hear the helicopters, ghetto birds. It's California. Deal with it. But the power of quitting, I really love this confidence I built. I quit that job last year. And ever since then, when things are not serving me, I am not wasting time sitting in them anymore. Baby, I'm going to strategically plan my exit. Yes, because we got to make it make sense at all times. But if it's not serving, it's not. This past week, I had signed up for a personal trainer. It was for like this 90-day training session. And I quit. Because the trainer was not delivering on what they told me I was going to be getting. And, you know, I'm the type of person where I pay for services. I pay. If you're the expert in something, I'm going to pay you to do it. Baby, mm-hmm. I'm going to go get these nails. I'm going to go to somebody to get this hair done. I'm going to go. You're the expert. Okay. I'm not a DIY girly. I don't be like it to figure out a lot of stuff on my own. There are people who took the time to learn how to do some stuff, and I'm going to pay you for your service. So if you're the expert, what you say, I'm going to do. Lady, right. I've been doing what you saying doing, and what you said was going to happen ain't happening. Baby, back still big. Scale going in the wrong direction. So, you know, and I was advocating for myself throughout the process. I was, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. Hey, this is what I'm feeling uncomfortable with. And at the end of the day, I just was not getting what I needed. And I said, you know what? This isn't fair to me. Could be because mentally, I'm in a worse place than I was when I started this. You know what I'm saying? And that's not fair to me because I didn't pay out a pretty penny to like myself less at the end of it. Baby, I could have did that by myself. I could have got on Instagram and pissed myself off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not paying y'all to by the end of it. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm just disappointed. And I advocated for myself and I did my big one. I said what I need to say. I talked to the people. I quit. Get my coin back.
Right.
And I feel great about it. And in the past, I would have never done something like that because I'm like, I don't want to offend these people. Like, I know it was not their intention. Like, maybe I just didn't do something right. Maybe I could have tried a little harder, blah, blah, blah. And maybe all that is true. But at the end of the day, you are the one getting paid to deliver on a certain thing. And if you are not delivering on that thing, I don't owe you the graciousness of just letting you be mediocre in your business and in what the service that you're supposed to be providing. So I really appreciate my confidence that I've built in separating myself for things that are not serving me. I'm not wasting no more time. I'm not wasting my time in no job that's not serving me. I'm not wasting my time with no people, no friends, no family, no nothing who not serving me. I'm not wasting my time spending or my money paying for services that I don't like. If I go get my hair done, I don't like my hair, figure it out. Undo it. Da-da-da-da. Next service free. Yes. I don't know. Like, you got to advocate for yourself. So my good is I really appreciate this muscle that I'm building and advocating for myself. Cause as a recovering people pleaser, old jam would have just been like, well, I guess that's just money gone. Maybe I had to try again. No, I didn't get what I was told and I tried my best and that's not fair to me. So that's my good. I'm proud of myself.
Very good, Twin. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now my ghetto. In a similar frame of thing. And I made a TikTok video about it. And in summary, baby, if you don't like people, get out of the customer service business. If you are not a people's person, you should not be getting your coin in a business that involves servicing people. Okay? I say this because I'm like up to my eyeballs with getting on TikTok and on Instagram and seeing the lash techs and the hairstylists and the fucking estheticians and everybody else getting on the internet, talking about their clients, calling your clients all kind of burnt biscuit, big back beluga whale bitches because they was late 10 minutes or because they didn't tip you what you, or because they bought their baby to the thing. Ma'am, sir, you are in the people business. You also, entrepreneur, you have the right to refuse service to whoever you don't want to service. If you are going to be in the people business, you one need to like people and have patience and empathy and know that people are not perfect. Clients are not perfect. But at the end of the day, they're paying you for a service and they're paying you for professionalism. The first time I get on social media and I see somebody who I'm paying for a service talking shit about me or using something that happened between us as a topic for their content, baby, first of all, I'm never coming to you again. Second of all, give me some money back. Third of all, see me. Cause what's up? You can't beat my ass. So come see me about it. Don't get on TikTok and put your little ring light and tripod up talking shit on the internet. Cause when I was sitting in your chair, you ain't had shit to say. Now you on here talking about POV when your client bald head and crusty and musty. Bitch, let's fight. Cause you can't be talking about me. You can't be talking about me. Now I'm just using this as an example of what I see. This is not my experience.
POV
when your client come in here with her dirty ass baby and he asked for some graham crackers and drank my baby's last Capri Sun. This ain't no daycare. Ma'am, this is your business. If I am someone and I stumble upon your page and I'm looking to like find somebody to do something, and I see you made a video talking about when your client bring her musty little sister to in there and you told them no. Ma'am, that what kind of promo do you? I'm not coming to you. How are you gaining new clientele? Because you on internet talking shit.
That doing that is going to create more followers. Like, there are still real people in the world who don't want to be bothered with that.
And I don't be seeing the...
At all.
I don't be seeing them do that. I don't be seeing the...
But you know what?
They just stop coming. They don't be on there talking shit.
They just stop coming.
They just stop coming. Because, baby, I don't have to do... We don't have to do this. I don't have to be your client. You don't have to be my service provider.
At all.
What you're not going to do, you're not going to set up that tripod in that ring light and start talking real Tony Tough Guy.
I think that tripod and ring light is setting you off.
Pisses me off. You got so much to say on the reel and the TikTok. Baby, I just left. Because I ain't tip you. Baby, your services is $379.
Don't get me started about that grass wall and that studio apartment building.
Grass wall pissing me. You ain't even had no mimosa to offer me.
Like, it's that's why I still go to an old school stylist. Now I got to deal with a whole lot of other stuff, but I'll take it.
My stylist is amazing. Shout out to my girl. That is my friend. She is amazing. Great vibes, great energy, super understanding, super accommodating. My stylist is great. This is not me. This is just what I be seeing on the internet. And I just be like, how do y'all are in a customer service business? How do you get on the internet and talk shit about your customers? Baby, you shouldn't be. That's because you don't want to be in a customer service business. You're just trying
to
make money.
Fast dollar. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that same client that you was just calling musty, dusty, crusty, as soon as she booked again next month, you're going to let her come in there.
Yeah.
So I don't like when y'all do that. Also, if you go to a service and they don't do a good job and all that, unless they completely just disrespect, now some of y'all be needing to get called out, but I'm also tired of seeing people get on the internet completely bashing their lash techs and their hairstylists and all that. Baby, just don't go back.
Right.
You ain't gotta get on here and call her a big back burnt biscuit bitch either. Everybody. Yes.
I don't understand it. If you don't like them, don't go.
Just don't go back. You know how many lacticians I had to go through before I found my weird ass, woo woo ass bitches? You walking in there, this sage burning, crystals shingling. You know what I'm saying? It's smelling real. It's smelling real.
Y'all using stones as deodorant. Don't need it. Don't listen.
It's a lot to unpack. And I'm like, I won't be coming back here.
You know, that's I just think if the reality is a lot of people are so like content driven that reality hasn't pulled you back down to be like, listen, you can create that reel all you want. You can put all the music you want to. You can put all the voiceovers on if you want to. The reality is you're terrible at your craft.
Yeah. And that kind of is another thing that kind of boils my boogers. listen, guys. Social media is not the only way to market your business. And if you are going to market your business on social media, can you please, for the love of God, for all that is holy and for me to not be pissed off, market your business in a way that makes sense. Baby, you do lashes. I don't need to see a reel of you. What they got to do with lashes, mama? You pissing me off. Do a video. Also, you put applying a lash. Let me see some results.
Also,
I don't need to see you on there TikToking and you're doing content that doesn't make sense for your business, baby. Now I'm pissed off because you late starting my lashes because you've been in here learning the latest dance.
Also, just a word to the wise: get the people off social media. And then have a website that we can go to.
Have a website. Something. Take an ad out in the damn newspaper for all I give a damn. Just everything. We just trying to do too much at once. Baby, you do nails. I need the content to be about the nails. You on here talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. Where are the nails, mama?
Where is the encouraging word? If you're building a... I just think that everyone's chasing so many rabbits and they're not really focusing in on what you're supposed to be doing.
Like, you don't have to be a content creator just because you're a business owner. You don't have to... Content creator is a separate thing. Everybody don't have to... Like, everybody's just trying to go viral. It's just overwhelming for me, and I don't like that. So my ghetto is really about customer service. And last but not least, a big fuck you to the raggedy ass whore at Chipotle last week who refused to give me a complimentary guacamole. When I came up in that line and I stood at the front of that bar and I said, can I order a salad? I want a salad. Now, if you're at Chipotle and order a salad, what comes with the salad? A dressing. Yeah. How many dressings does Chipotle have? They have one. They have one single dressing that they offer, and it is delicious.
Yeah, I get the honey salad vinaigrette.
Because I enjoy the vinaigrette, the Chipotle vinaigrette. I get down to the end of that bar. They make the bowl. I say, oh, okay. Can you guys make sure you put the dressing in there? Oh, they're looking around. Okay, I'll wait. Oh, they have to get some more from the back. Not a problem at all. I'll step to the side here. I've already rendered my payment, waiting on my salad dressing for the salad I ordered because I want the dressing. Okay, they come back. Oh, sorry, we're out. You're out of the dressing? You're out of the dressing for the salad? For the one salad on the menu, you're out of the one dressing? I said, oh, okay. Well, you guys should probably tell the guy at the front of the bar so that when people are ordering salads, that they know there's no dressing to dress the salad. There is no means of dressing the salad right now because you guys are out. I said, okay, can I just have a cup of guacamole instead? This little raggedy whore says, oh, that's going to be extra.
You don't have a dressing.
I will beat your ass in here right now. I'm hangry. It is 1:22. My lunch was supposed to be at noon. Give me a complimentary cup of this guacamole. Oh, I said, but you're out of the dressing. You're out of the one thing that I need to actually complete your menu item. Oh, well, I will have to go ask my manager about that. I said, fine. Go ask him, because I know for a fact and for sure any manager with half a brain would say, get in, lady, guacamole. It's 1:22. The Chipotle line is out the door. We don't have time for this. She comes back and she says, here you go. We found a dressing in the back of the fridge. I look at the dressing. I say, is this dressing okay? This don't look like the regular. Is this dressing good? Is this expired? Because a moment ago, y'all had none in the whole store. And you just said out of your mouth, you found this in the back of the fridge. Is this good? Yeah, it's fine. I said, okay. So I get in the car and I'm like, you know what? But I said, wait, before I drive out of this parking lot, let me taste this dressing before I get all the way back to my office and be pissed off. Baby, I taste that dressing. I don't know what the hell was in that container she gave me. But it was not the Chipotle vinaigrette dressing that they... That is such a distinct dressing. That tastes like some Italian dressing.
Did you go back in there?
Baby, I went back in there. I said, I don't know what you just handed me, but this dressing is not correct. I want a full refund now. I handed her the bag. Here's your meal. I would like a full refund. The line is out the door almost at Chipotle. It is out the door. I walk right up to the register. I want a full refund. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. I said, I don't need your apology. I just want my money back. Baby girl didn't even know how to do a refund. You doing all this talking and politicking and managerial managing and going to get the manager and you don't even know how to offer a refund, baby. You're like, I could have been out of your hair 7 minutes ago if you had to just scoop that goddamn guacamole in that container and got me and sent me on my damn way. That guacamole not coming out of your check. That avocado tree not in your backyard, mama.
Guacamole.
Give me the guacamole. And I'm
asking. It's not even going to be the same salad, but at least I'm just settling for the guacamole.
What? It took her damn near 10 minutes to figure out her and another coworker got to put their heads together, figure out how to do the refund. Everybody in the Chipotle line is pissed off. They only got one register. Don't know what to tell you. This is your fault. This could have been avoided if anybody knew anything about fucking customer service.
Right.
You are out of a product that you are supposed to have for this meal. Why does it not make sense for you to just get... I have worked in food service before. Baby, the amount of food we used to eat and steal for free, that quite...
Right.
That cup of guacamole is not going... Why do you feel the need to go get your manager and then think you're going to bring me some dusty-ass dressing from the back of the refrigerator? And then you have the audacity and the gall to tell me it was in the back of the fridge.
Yeah, this is in the back of the fridge, but it's been there for about 4 weeks. But here you go.
Yeah, bitch, here you go. I was so pissed. I said, I'm never going back to that Chipotle again because I'm going to have an attitude every time I go in there because that was so unnecessary. What part, if you are working in customer service, you need to be a people's person and know how to problem solve.
But you know what? Those type of people be the same people that will go into another restaurant and raise hell.
And show their ass.
After they've not done what they supposed to do. That's wild.
That pissed me off. So my ghetto is definitely, we only 12 days into 2024 and I'm at my top brow. With the piss poor customer service already. I'm right here with
days.
It.
We haven't even met 14 days. We ain't even hit 2 weeks.
We ain't even got to yet. 2 weeks and y'all already pissing me off. Please, if you are not a people's person, get out the people business. If you're not a people person, get out the people business. There are so many jobs you could do where you do not have to be dealing with people. More importantly, in their food when they hungry as hell.
Right. Correct.
Because you could have got mollywopped up and down the whole damn burrito bar, baby.
Sound like me. Yeah.
I know I did. I felt it. As soon as I finished, I said, that was my mother coming out.
That's all up and down the burrito bar, baby. The way that she would go off of a listen, y'all are your mother's child.
I know it. I really be having Ooh. To keep it. That's why I be telling people, leave me alone. I come from a very okay. It's a little beast inside of me, people.
Yeah, Shay Shay, that's one and two.
So that was my ghetto. Clearly, I'm over it. Clearly,
we over it. It's out your system.
Clearly, I'm over it. But that's okay because we're going into the weekend. Shout out to the weekend. It's January 12th recording this. By the time this drop and by the time y'all hear for us, baby, it's already going to be the most important day, one of the most important days of the month. Happy Founders Day to the mother... Let me act like I got sense. Happy Founders Day to the baddest, most devastating, most illustrious, most beautiful, dope, cool ass, take your man, you know we can, women, and all of D9. Shout out to my sorors, okay? Ooh, my sorors! Ooh. Happy Founder Day. Dustin with that is already incorporated. Baby.
Happy Founders Day, Twin.
Thanks. And everybody else who got a Founders Day in January, too. Shout out to y'all. Everybody's important. Equality, equality, equity, equity. Yeah.
You know, I can't go too crazy.
Happy Founders Day. Happy Founders Day to everybody. That's all I got. You got anything you want to leave the people with before we get up out of here?
Listen, y'all, just go easy on yourself. Don't have no pressure for yourself. Go easy on me, baby.
Yes.
Y'all go easy on yourself. Let this month be a month that you ease into your year. Don't let nobody tell y'all what y'all should or shouldn't be doing. Live your best life right now and easy on yourself. Go easy. And find a hobby. Make no money.
Period. Find something to do with your time. I know you bored. Okay. Yeah. And as always, we love you. And if ain't nobody told you this year already, we proud of you. Keep going.
Proud of you.
Keep proud of you, baby. I'm proud of you, sis. I'm proud of you, sis. All right. We will see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.